All right, setting the bar.
Examples of what not to do are situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure, it always stinks when you, like, misplace something, you lose something, right?
That's so annoying.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without misplacing your scissors inside the body of the patient you're working on, you're doing okay.
Scissors?
Yeah, we've heard of this before, right?
Well, we've heard of, like, those, you know, like gauze towels or whatever they use during surgery. I've heard of that being left in before, but I've never heard of scissors.
So this happened in Brazil. Some surgeons accidentally forgot a pair of surgical scissors inside a local politician's body during a procedure. He left. Operation went off without a hitch.
Well, there's one hitch.
Then after about 6 days, the politician's like, yeah, I don't feel good. And so they brought him back in. Little CAT scan revealed, that's where they went.
Oh my gosh. Don't they? I thought, isn't there like inventory that has to be taken before they sew people back up? They got to take inventory, right? Make sure they got all their instruments,
you know,
right?
Kelly, I only took a half a semester pre-med. I don't know the ins and outs of the actual surgery room procedures. So, yeah, okay. don't know how to answer that for you. But
if that's not a rule, maybe we implement it.
Yeah. So, anyhow, they removed the scissors. He's
great.
Now in stable condition.
He feels less stabby.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. They left it in his intestines. So yeah,
oh
that's
my
a
gosh.
Ah, it just sounds pokey and ouchy.
It does. Stabby, right? Pokey, ouchy. No, that's not where they belong.
Right, right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without misplacing your scissors inside the body of a patient you're working on, you're doing okay.
Oh, but I think he's suing.
I don't know, but like, I wonder how many times this sort of thing happens, but you catch it.
Yes.
And you're like, whoop, we almost sewed him up here.
That would have been bad.
I know.
Here's my next thought. Like, do you think at any point, like the doctor, surgeon, whatever, is like at home later that night, sitting there at the dinner table, kind of like mentally recapping the day? And then it like dawns on him like,
yeah.
Wait. Did I get those out?
I don't remember taking the scissors out.
Like, I don't remember seeing the scissors after the operation.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without misplacing your scissors inside the body of a patient you're working on, well, yeah, you're doing okay.
I am so glad I'm not a surgeon.
That is setting the bar.